This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Medical marijuana was once the cornerstone of Colorado's cannabis industry, but CPR's Ben Marcus reports it's gradually fading.
Medical marijuana patients have to pay a small fee and need a doctor's recommendation. Mason Tvert is a spokesperson for Colorado Leads, an industry trade group. He says some people do that to avoid heavy taxes on recreational marijuana.
They may be far more likely to go through that process because they're going through much more product.
But there's been a sharp decline in medical patients, down almost 30% in 3 years.
But for many people, it's just more convenient to go ahead and stop at the store.
The recreational store, that is. Sales of medical cannabis have fallen more than 60% since 2021. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Oil drillers in Colorado are off to a productive start to the year. New data from the state shows 42 million barrels of oil were pumped in the first quarter. Dan Haley heads the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. He said new innovations allow the industry to do the work with a fraction of the drill rigs.
We are now able to produce more of the resources that we all need and use each day with fewer rigs and less of a physical footprint.
Chevron, the state's largest driller, was also optimistic about Colorado. In a recent investor conference call, executives said some of their most profitable wells are here, and they felt confident they could manage tough environmental regulations. The main building at Bent's Old Fort, National Historic Site east of La Junta, is closing for 5 days starting today. The fort is a 45-year-old reconstruction of the former 1800s trading post on the Santa Fe Trail. Park officials say asbestos removal and stabilization of the structure will take place. Trails and park grounds will stay open with entrance fees waived while the fort is closed through this week. This is CPR News and KRCC.